Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I'm taking an extra week to prepare for Tree of Life and Humankind: A Hopeful History. I know last week I said that was going to be this week's episode along with In the Heights. I'm instead going to focus on In the Heights as well as the 2011 version of The Muppets. This is going to be a mini episode. It was the last week of the school year for me, so summer is starting. I did mention on last week's episode that I might be taking a break over the summer. I have decided to keep the podcast going. I'm just not going to stick to as strict of a schedule as I've started to. Like, quit this week. Already there's a week delay between what I wanted to do and what this episode is going to be. So I am going to kind of be very relaxed on the schedule. It will probably be kind of a mystery episode every week. So let's get started. Again, this is going to be a very, very short episode. I just briefly want to talk about In the Heights and The Muppets, the 2011 film version. So here we go. In the Heights, this follows Usnavi, who is this New York bodega owner. His family is from the Dominican Republic, and it's all about his life there, along with the people that he interacts with, and just how he is trying to save all of his money so that he can go back to the Dominican Republic and continue the business that his late father had been working on when Usnavi was a kid. Anthony Ramos stars in this. If you watch this, you might recognize him from A Star Is Born, and he is in Hamilton as well. So he has theater experience on top of movie experience now, and he is the lead here. Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote this musical, and he actually appears in the film as well. And John Chu of Crazy Rich Asian directs this film. Crazy Rich Asians, I should say, directs this film, and you'll see that right away with just how vibrant and alive this movie is. All of the colors that are here, it is a John Chu movie. But all that being said, yeah, the acting, the choreography, are all incredible here. I really don't have that many negatives or things that I would say, you know what, this took me out of it, or this was something I didn't like so much. Apart from maybe there are a lot of side stories going on here, but I think they all work really well. And I think Lin-Manuel Miranda really interweaved those stories together well. So all of the stories kind of go off one of another. Relationship in this story affects something else in the story. And I think it does that really, really well. It's just a really good movie. And it's a lot of fun. And I actually liked it more. The Hamilton that was streaming on Disney Plus was, of course, the actual theatrical production. So maybe if they made a movie version of Hamilton, I would like that more. But I actually liked this, yeah, considerably more than Hamilton. I would highly recommend it. I think it's one of the most fun movies so far this year, and it probably will be maybe the most fun movie of the summer. So it's time to light the lights. Here we go. The Muppets. So The Muppets stars Jason Segel and Amy Adams. Jason Segel's character is named Gary. His girlfriend is named Mary. And Jason Segel's brother is actually a Muppet. By the name of Walter, who is new. This is the first time that Walter is introduced. And Walter ends up discovering that this rich oil tycoon named Tex Richmond is planning on destroying the Muppet studio and drilling for oil there. So Walter teams up with Kermit, and together they get the gang back together, all of the Muppets, for a TV special in the hopes of raising $10 million. This movie's humor is incredible. I love it. It breaks the fourth wall constantly. I don't know. There's deadpan humor that's really, really well done here. It's very Muppets. And it's very, very good. I think Jason Segel is the perfect pick here. Amy Adams occasionally goes a little too far with her role, even though that's what was probably asked of her, and that's kind of what the script calls for. I feel like, I don't know, at some parts, I think she was just going too much with it. Chris Cooper might end up stealing this movie. His delivery for some of his lines as Tex Richmond are absolutely hilarious. I think the music is catchy. It's fun. I think you'll have a good time watching it. The biggest drawback for this film, though, is actually the cameos. I thought some of them didn't work very well. And there were some questionable choices just made with, like, who, like, the cameo, with the cameos, who is this actor going to be? What is their role going to be? I thought some of those roles were not the best. But similarly to In the Heights, this is just a feel-good movie. It's family-friendly. In the Heights is actually pretty family-friendly as well. I'm planning on watching some other Muppet movies soon. I actually just went to the Henry Ford Museum and checked out the Jim Henson exhibit, and I still haven't seen a lot of the early Muppet movies that Jim Henson was still alive for. He passed away in the early 90s. I saw and loved some of the movies that came out after his death, including A Muppet Christmas Carol and Muppet Treasure Island, which I highly recommend. I don't know how much you would get out of watching them now, but as a kid, I absolutely loved those two. But yeah, two feel-good musicals. Movie musicals for this week. So heading into the summer. But thank you for tuning in for this episode of Ryan's Reviews. I will be back next week reviewing Humankind, A Hopeful History, and Tree of Life. Hope you can tune in then.